once again as we actually head into September. Try to remember the kind of September when Dennis the Chemist was real and mellow. Of course, he's always real. He's mellow. He's a pharmaceutical genius in association with PharmaNord.co.uk. Dennis, welcome back to the production. How are you, sir?
Mighty fine.
Excellent. So, as we head into the autumnal season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, and I have to say, we were in Manchester, not too far away from your Dennis the Chemist location recently, but we didn't manage to connect. We were all busy with the Starburst, our first ever international film festival at Manchester Metropolitan University. What sort of wonderful things do you wish to share with us today?
Well, you said we are heading, unfortunately, in a way, into autumn, then we've got winter, and the British government, the medics, have said that vitamin D, we've been hearing a lot lately about vitamin D. We've heard that there is an increase again in the number of children getting rickets. Rickets where the bones aren't strong and they get what we used to call bandy legs, where the legs are, instead of being straight, because the bones are soft, they go bandy. They go like a bit of a curvature. And we're hearing that in London, which is 9 million people, then in the hospitals, I think it's one child a week. In some hospitals, it's being diagnosed with rickets. And we're told it's through lack of vitamin D. Vitamin D is made in the skin. And there are substances, chemicals, natural substances, waiting in our skin to be turned into vitamin D. And this can't take place unless we have sunshine. And notoriously, the weather in England is that it's weather. When I was a little boy, approaching 76, so when I was 70 years ago, we used to get much better summers. As a little boy on school holiday, and we were off for 6 weeks, like children are now, we used to get terrific summers. We used to have 6 weeks of sun. We would be playing outside, playing cowboys and Indians, the games that kids used to play in those days. There were no laptops and iPhones and iPads and Xboxes and Pokemon. You know, a lot of these machines keep the kids indoors, whereas in those glorious 6 weeks of summer holiday, you were outside playing. And yes, we were making vitamin D. But now, as I say, most of us are definitely low in vitamin D. And you need sunshine to make it. So you can take vitamin D as a supplement. PharmaNord make bio vitamin D capsules. Alex, you introduced the program, this connection with PharmaNord. PharmaNord is a Danish company, and in Denmark, by Danish law, the products, health food products, have to be made by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. So I came across PharmaNord about 25 years ago. It was actually another substance, not vitamin D, which introduced me to PharmaNord. It was the story of the world's rarest mineral, the mineral called selenium. And before I go into selenium, I will say that if you've not got a lot of vitamin D, there is definitely a greater tendency. There are many textbooks now written on vitamin D. There's a great tendency, if you haven't got enough vitamin D, that you've more chance of depression, you've more chance of bowel bowels not working, your bowels not working as well as they should, or your water works not working as well as they should, even your immune system. And with the immune system, there are many immune diseases. There's Crohn's, colitis, lupus, ankylosing spondylitis, rheumatoid arthritis, pernicious anemia, eczema, asthma, psoriasis. There's about 140 autoimmune diseases. Even people with cancer, they need vitamin D. And part of the pathway of preventing cancer, to have a strong immune system, vitamin D is involved. So yes, vitamin D, taking a bio vitamin D capsule, then it gives you that protection and helps recovery as well of many different problems. Seasonal affective disorder, SAD, seasonal affective disorder, known as SAD. As I said, when it gets to autumn and winter, when it goes dark in the middle of winter at 3:30 in the afternoon, people get SAD. They get seasonal affective disorder because vitamin D in the chemistry of the brain makes you feel good. It makes you feel happy. So yes, the government have said in the last couple of months that it's not just people under 6 and people over 75 and people who can't get out in the sun who need vitamin D in the winter. Winter, it really starts, you know, from about October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. In all those months, people of Great Britain are low in vitamin D. You'll probably be amazed to learn that the highest levels of multiple sclerosis are found in Scotland. Because of the angle of the sun, when we get the lousy amount of vitamin D, the angle of the sun in Scotland is to such a degree that the shadow in Scotland, even when it's very hot, tends to be longer than in other parts of the world. When you're in very hot countries, Africa, India, Asia, Mallorca, Italy, Spain, when the sun is overhead, there's practically no shadow at all. In Scotland, the angle of the sun is that your shadow becomes longer. This is indicative of the fact that the angle of the sun, and with regard to your vitamin D production in your skin, isn't that good. So in Scotland and those islands surrounding Scotland, they statistically have higher levels of multiple sclerosis. So it is important, listeners, as it's approaching October, November, December, January, February, March, these months, everybody listening, because you're all in Great Britain, we need vitamin D. We also need the mineral selenium. This selenium gave me my second career. I'm a pharmacist, and then I became interested in health food products, and it was actually the world's rarest mineral, selenium, that gave me this foot into the world of complementary medicine. Selenium is the world's rarest mineral. Most of you will never have heard of it. You've heard of zinc, which helps your immune system, and calcium helps your bones, and iron helps anemia, and vitamin D helps all the things I've just mentioned. What's this word, selenium? Well, it's the world's rarest mineral. And guess what? When planet Earth was formed, all those billions of years ago, We in Europe drew the short straw because the whole of Europe has low levels of the mineral selenium. If you lived in Venezuela, you would get 350 micrograms a day through eating the food that grows in the soil of Venezuela. If you are a meat eater, then the cow that you eat as a steak, that cow has got to have eaten grass. And the grass in Venezuela has got selenium. So the steak from the cow that ate the grass has got selenium. So you get 350 micrograms a day in the food chain. North America get 250 a day. Japan get 200 up to 400 micrograms a day. Taiwan get 175 a day. And how much do the listeners of this program this minute in Great Britain are getting? Well, you were getting 63 micrograms a day because your wheat, before we joined the common market, the wheat was coming from Canada. And so they gave the British people, through eating Canadian wheat, we were getting 63 to 67 micrograms a day. But when we joined the common market about 40 years ago, we started getting the wheat from Italy and Spain, these hot countries in Europe, not realizing that their soil had low levels of selenium. And we've got in Great Britain the lowest levels of all, the lowest levels in the world. Because we started to buy the wheat from Europe 40 years ago when we joined the common market. And our lousy levels of 67 went to the lowest levels in the world of 31. And you need it to make 25 selenium proteins. I'll tell you half a dozen. Selenium P protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M protects your muscle. And selenium N protects your nerves. Thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. Glutathione peroxidase selenium protects your arthritic joints. Glutathione peroxidase number two, that protects the tails of the male sperm so it can swim better and increase your chance of fertility. The male sperm needed for producing the next generation of humans, as it has to swim up the fallopian tube and fertilize the egg. And therefore, with low selenium in Great Britain, we have a greater fertility problem than other countries. Half the infertility problem is the male sperm. If you take selenium, if the woman takes selenium, it's called Selenium Precise. It costs about 10p a day. It's a white tablet, Seleno Precise, and that will give you 200 micrograms. Because, as I said, our selenium from the Canadian wheat, before we joined the common market, was giving us 67 micrograms a day. And then it dropped when we joined Europe, getting the wheat from European soil. It dropped to 31. So if you, the listeners, buy Bio, the Seleno Precise, this precise amount of selenium in a white tablet, it's 200 micrograms. You add that to what you're getting from European wheat, which was 31. So now you're getting 231 a day. Now you can make the 25 Seleno proteins. Fertility improves. I've had people who've taken selenium, especially men, but also it improves the fertility of women. And I've had people where they've been trying to start a family. Within 4 months, they've become pregnant. I have a lady who was 38, No, I'll tell you first, the man of 39 with his wife of 34 who'd been trying to start a family for 4 years, he took the Biosaleno Precise and some Q10, which gives you energy. Q10's made in the liver, and as you pass 20, you start to make less Q10. By the time you're 40, your levels have gone back to a 2-year-old. By the time you're 80, it's gone back to a 1-year-old child. But if you take Q10, this natural substance that we make in our liver, but it's also found in things like sardines, mackerel, peanuts, and Pharmanord, this Danish company who make products to pharmaceutical standards, they make bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram. Bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsule. You may think, what a mouthful, but it's well worth writing that down. Bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsules, because that is the elixir of life. That and the Saleno Precise are the two biggest selling products in the whole of my pharmacy here in Prestwich, Manchester. Because when I came across these products, read them up, read all the notes from Pharmanord, you can contact Pharmanord and they will send you booklets on the products I'm talking about. An amazing company making health food products to pharmaceutical standards. And so when this man of 39 and his wife of 34, when he took the Biosaleno Precise and the Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, his wife became pregnant within 4 months, and a lady running the marathon last year, the London Marathon, this is a 38-year-old lady who is not 19, where the eggs, the oocytes, the eggs, the ones that get fertilized by the male sperm to become the next generation of humans. She was 38, living in England with low selenium, and at 38, practically 40, her Q10 levels, which give you energy, had practically gone back to the levels of a 2-year-old child. And so when she took, in training, the Biosaleno Precise, the Q10 Gold, and she took a product called Biopycnogenol. If you can't remember that, think of pick your nose when you go in the shop to ask for it. Health food shop or a pharmacy with a health food section. There are other brands, but the one to insist on buying is the Pharmanord, because it's the only country in Europe where they have to make the health food products to pharmaceutical standards. And Biopycnogenol is wonderful for circulation, for varicose veins, for restless leg syndrome, for hyperactive attention deficit problems in children and adults, for skin problems like eczema and psoriasis, for memory, improves the blood supply to the brain, helps diabetic retinopathy damage of the eye, where the sugar damages the blood vessels of the eye and there can be bleeding of small capillaries. And one of the biggest problems of being diabetic, if you don't control yourself well, is blindness. It also helps the blood supply to the kidneys. And one of the problems of diabetes, if you don't control your sugar well, is diabetic nephropathy, where you get damage to the kidneys. You can get damage to the heart, the kidneys, the eyes, and the nervous system. Unfortunately, people can even have an amputation of a leg, a foot, or a toe if they don't respect the disease diabetes, which so many people are getting. At the moment, it's one person in 20. We're told in 9 years' time, 2025, it will be one person in 12 will be getting diabetes. means every 12 persons at a football match or a wedding or walking down the street or in a shopping mall, statistically, one person in 12 will be diabetic, and they're more prone to blindness, heart disease, kidney problems, and circulation to the leg problems. And one of the ways, besides eating sensibly, cutting out your cakes, your chocolates, your sweets, your sugar, your jam, your marmalade, your Mars bars, which are 8 spoons of sugar, your non-diet cola is 8 spoons of sugar, Lucozade is full of sugar, ice cream is 70% sugar. I know it sounds I'm against the pleasures of life, but these aren't food, this is all sugar. We're just having too much sugar. It's damaging everybody's body. Sugar is the new nicotine. We're stopping people doing this ridiculous thing called setting fire to leaves, tobacco leaves wrapped up in white paper, setting fire to them and breathing in the smoke. How much longer can people go on setting fire to leaves wrapped in white paper called cigarettes and breathing in the smoke? We do some ridiculous things with our bodies and wonder why when we get older that we become, we live longer now, but we're succumbing to more and more illness. We're all eating far too much, being fat, being obese. We're only second to America now. So Farm and Ord range is addressing so many things. I've mentioned briefly selenium. I've mentioned Q10 that gives you energy. I've mentioned vitamin D that protects you against so many problems. It's just amazing, this range of this company in Denmark, Farm and Ord. They make wonderful health products. Speaking of obesity, their latest product, Bio Glucose Control, controls your sugar levels. You do need some sugar because your brain works on sugar to give you energy. But the amount we're getting is ridiculous. In 1750, we got about 20 pounds of sugar a day. By 1920 in America, it had gone to 48 pounds of sugar a day. By 1990 in America, we're not far behind, researchers tell us they get over 100 pounds of sugar. It's nearly 100 weight of sugar. We're just eating sugar, sugar, sugar. This new product from Farm and Ord, BioGluco Control, BioGluco from the word glucose, and it controls your sugar. It's two substances. It's the mineral chromium. And chromium is needed in 1/100,000,000th of a gram to only allow the right amount of sugar to enter your cell. And the one other ingredient is made from a berry, a purple berry. Farm and Ord's tablet, BioGluco Control, is coloured purple because it's a purple berry from the mountains of Chile. And this berry, the maki berry, none of you have heard of that. It only came into the country October last year. The maki berry allows you to block the starches that you're eating, your bread and your potatoes and your pizza and your pasta and your rice. It greatly reduces the chance of all those carbs turning into sugar. You don't need all this sugar. And BioGluco Control, the purple berry, blocks the production of the sugar from the carbs. And the chromium, another mineral that we're very low in, those older people will remember car bumpers used to be made of the mineral chromium. On a Sunday, people used to shine them with chromium cleaner and they used to look like mirrors. Now car bumpers are made of rubber and plastic. But chromium is needed to allow the right amount of sugar to enter the cell.
And at that point, Dennis, we have to sort of say, we have to hold it, because chromium, the maki berry BioGluco Control, and of course selenium, and of course vitamin D, excellent sort of stuff as ever. We need
to
move on. But of course, so absolutely.
Yeah,
exactly. It continues ever onwards. Dennis, a reasonably interesting mini lecture from your own perspective.
Well, I always enjoy saving people health. Good health.
Oh, there we are. And it's all very well in the Olympics. We were second to America in terms of Olympic medals actually won. But perhaps the second to America in terms of obesity's record.
I wonder how many of them are taking Q10, well, which is legal to take.
There you
it's
go.
Quite legal to take.
Dennis, I take it you'll be back with us very soon in September?
You name the date, I'll be there.